man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
This episode of the
K-Guns Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Geist Note.
You ready? We're getting the cue? All right, drop the beat.
They mad, they ain't famous. They mad, they still nameless. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Pam, come on. We're talking about Texas. Somebody somewhere wants enough cocaine to forget they live there.
Yeah, but not 100 pounds.
Maybe we'll get lucky, find an entire town that wants to commit suicide.
Tingling with excitement, trembling with horror, and throbbing with emotion.
I am a proud shitholer.
Fast fade.
Well,
fast fade.
It's the way we're set up right now, so it won't be fast faded in.
We came with it. We're only 30 minutes late.
30 minutes late.
After a catastrophe.
A major catastrophe. A power catastrophe.
And a fire. We had a fire and a catastrophe.
A big fire. We didn't start it. Don't make it sound
we
like
didn't start the fire. It's been burning.
Happy Tuesday, man.
Since the world's been turning.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin. Who was that I just heard?
Oh, man. Who was that?
I like this amp, this echo.
I like it too. We never get echo.
Yeah, we don't
anymore.
Ever get echo.
Like the shed is so dead that I miss echo sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah. Marlon, happy Tuesday.
Like it.
Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Or happy Tuesday, man.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Fat Tuesday.
Happy Fat Tuesday too. Man, we missed the lead on that, didn't we?
We did. Brandon, happy Tuesday.
Yeah, same too.
Happy Fat Tuesday. Happy, what is it? Titty Tuesday. Happy
Bead Tuesday.
Everything.
Drunk Tuesday. Crawfish Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, Brendan.
Yeah, same too.
So we're live. We're at live in the taco box. No.
No.
We're at a Sovereign Jewelry, Brendan's shop. Have you ever been here?
I have driven by it thousands of times.
What do you think of it?
This is my first trip in here.
It's
I like
sweet.
It.
You know,
yeah, everybody just drives by. And nobody just
stops in.
People need to stop in more.
What's
there's
weird.
Brendan's place over there, man.
What time do you open daily?
10.
At 10? Okay. Because, like, I'm always down here, like, super early, mm-hmm. and you're never open, so that's why.
Yeah. Well, the other day, we were thinking about coming by, but we had, like, six people that were shooting a video, and it was cold. It was Saturday.
Better.
He was playing with his drone.
We cruised right by this place for the video.
Yeah.
Shooting
about three
video,
times.
So.
Yeah. When was that?
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, I was here.
Yep. You know, I really, really like this room. But the one thing that draws my eye is that's what a Fort Worth Weekly Best Of plaque looks like.
Yeah. Yep. They haven't delivered ours yet.
No. For the last 2 years, we haven't gotten them.
Or
you have to go pick them up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the easiest way to get it is just drive over there and pick them up yourself.
I wonder if they even made ours.
I don't think
podcasting.
So.
I'll make you one.
Would you? We got something at the studio. It's
someone.
A trophy. Someone sent us.
The Danzig ripping his chest open trophy.
You've seen that, haven't you, Marlon? Yeah, we got to show it to you next
we'll
time.
Show it to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're down here. It's Valentine's Day, and it's Fat Tuesday, like I said. Well,
yeah.
It's the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I didn't think it out well when I booked this because we should do it a Valentine's Day because people buy jewelry around Valentine's Day. And but I don't know about the day before. Like if they come and drop a seat, like a a couple of grand in here the day before, but it's not too late. You can still come down if you hear this podcast.
It's not like
We're here right now, so you
if we are,
right, Brandon will make a deal right now if you want to troll him down here.
He can step away from our little thrown together setup to make a few sales, right?
Yeah,
I'd allow it.
Have to deal with the dog barking, I'm sure.
Would you throw us a commission?
Yeah.
If some people came in and...
Yeah.
What's the biggest diamond that's in here right now?
Right now?
You want to disclose that?
A 2-carat.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not very nice, though, but I've got a really nice 1.25-carat, though.
Yeah.
So... in here, you can turn mercury into gold? Is that way this works?
You know, I had a friend of mine tell me about that whole process of mercury to gold. I don't know how much I really buy into that.
I've been told
that... Is there any plutonium in here?
No plutonium.
Is mercury not poisonous?
I think it is.
I assume it is. That's not my forte. I don't know.
Isn't that what was at the end of a thermometer was mercury?
Yeah, the silver stuff in it.
Yeah, I remember your mom was like, if you dropped it, you had to sweep it up and get rid of it.
I used to always play with them. And
yeah.
Move it around.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Totally poisonous.
Then I saw it on Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
Terminator 2.
So you don't do alchemy here?
No, I do not do alchemy. I think it's like a year process or something like that to make gold from mercury.
It costs more money
to set it up.
It costs like 1,000 times more than the gold that it creates to turn mercury into gold.
Does it really turn to gold, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I heard someone did actually figure out a way to change a molecule into gold. But it costs so much money to do it that it was.
Have you heard that if you rub the gold on your sty that's on your eye, that it gets rid of it? You ever heard that, wives' tale?
No.
Yeah, gold or something, and you have a sty on your eye, and you rub it on there, it gets rid of it.
You rub mercury on your eye, and that'll get rid of your eyes.
That's just straight.
Then you eat it, and you chase it with some strychnine.
You could paint a 2x4. With gold paint, and take it to a pawn shop, and they'd probably never know.
Yeah.
Have you done this?
Yes. No.
Yeah.
A friend of mine did.
Some of those Haltom City pawn shops, you can probably get away with it.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm actually shocked that we're allowed to be on the South Side.
I am too. This is the first time we've set foot in here since we got kicked out.
To do a show on the South Side.
Yeah.
We were pelted with pink pussy hats as we drove down.
The hashtag Me Too was painted on a rock and thrown through your window.
As we went through Henderson, it was like people lined up waiting for us to drive through and just attacked us.
Yeah.
Those crazy liberals they have down here.
Jeff?
Yeah. The homeless?
The Lord? Homeless.
The liberal homeless?
Yes.
I think some of those guys got in the music video.
Look at this. There we go. What's up?
Hey, see, they know. They know.
They know.
They were listening.
Maybe they're going to come in and make that purchase.
Yeah.
Get that holiday special you're running. We'll give you 10% off if you spend over $7,000 tonight. The Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Is that a deal?
10% off.
That sounds like a good deal.
I don't even do 20%.
There you go.
Wow, there you go.
Come down.
20% off every $7,000 purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Financing available.
What we should do. I tell you what. Bank. You know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll also throw in a free piece that me and Dustin just go back there and design, whip up real quick while they're in the waiting room.
Go for it.
Drive through jewelry.
Did you ever have one of those toy rock tumblers when you were little?
Man, no.
You didn't? Like, you'd always see it in the science section of the toy store.
Like a crack vial?
No, it was an actual tumbler, and you throw a rock in there and let it tumble. That's as close to... Well, I had an art class where we tried to make jewelry once, and it didn't work out too well.
Just tried?
Yeah.
Were you making something for your girlfriend for Valentine's Day?
I was just trying to make something.
Yeah.
Period. That's not in my forte.
Yeah, it takes a long time to learn how to. You can't just do it in an arts and crafts class.
In a week time period. I think that's what they gave us, was 1 week to make something.
They don't teach it at TCC.
Yeah.
Or TCJC.
Where did you learn all this?
In Paris, Texas. There's a jewelry school up there called TIJT, Texas Institute of Jewelry Technology.
Did you move up there while you were doing it, or just commuted back and forth?
Yeah, no, I lived there for 2 years. Took 2 years of 8 hours a day for learn how to do to learn how to not know how to do jewelry.
Was it paid at all?
Oh, you have to pay for it.
So you were up there paying for an education, and you were these assholes don't know what they're doing.
Oh well, I mean, they knew what they were doing, but it's just like any other type of technical school or whatever. You know, they just give you enough knowledge to kind of
fuck up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
There's not like a scholarship program, like like a football scholarship or something. You can
Pell Grant.
Do they offer that?
Yeah, I mean, just grants. I mean, that's I did get a couple of grants in the first couple of years I was there, but it only paid it.
Had you dabbled in it before you went up there?
Mm-mm, not
at all.
So
you were just like, I like the idea of making jewelry and making engraving things. I'm gonna go do this.
Well, yeah, when you're younger and try to think of what could I do for a living, you know.
And I'm 42 and I'm still asking that.
Yeah, so I was like, my band that I was in at the time, you know, had just broken up. I was committed to be a rock star, and that just didn't happen. So
this was Bowling for Soup?
No,
or not the soup.
The soup, yeah.
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 Bowling for the soup?
Bowling for the soup. The soup.
But
with Joe McHale?
Mm-hmm.
With Joel McHale?
Joel McHale, I don't know.
Y'all reviewed reality TV shows and news shows?
Oh, yeah.
On
they stole that name from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all should be getting royalties from that.
I should have.
Y'all had a record deal and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm, we did, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
They were the dudes that opened up for No Doubt. Trees, right?
Galaxy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine No Doubt at Galaxy, even at that time.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, there was 15, 20 people there.
So wild.
Yeah, and like a year later, they...
There went like huge.
The million people or whatever at the big rock thing up in...
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
The Blockbuster Rock Fest.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So what led you down this path initially?
Well,
like besides you're thinking of something to do.
Well, yeah.
Have you always been interested in crafting?
Kind of. You know, I wanted to try to find some type of career that was more artistic and, you know, where I wouldn't be at a desk, you know. So this is the best thing I could think of, you know.
Yeah.
That would be a florist or something. So that didn't sound as appealing.
So do you do any computer design stuff, or is it all just strictly by hand?
There's a lot of CAD involved. I'm not that good with the CAD side, because a lot of it developed after I, you know, got into the industry. But I'm starting to learn. I've got all the software and stuff to do it. Time is so hard to find, especially to learn something new totally, you know.
I hate CAD.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how to do it.
So. And just to clear something up for people that are listening, this is not a like K Jewelers or anything. Like, this is actually a custom jewelry shop where Brandon, dude, you fart. Who farted? You fart? What are you?
I'm not smelling
B-tards?
Anything.
It's probably the dog.
It might be the dog.
Does he fart when he gets hungry?
He's not much of a farter.
That was brutal. Whoever did that,
I'm not even smelling it.
Man, I don't even know what you're talking
came
about.
Came through quick.
I think it's just
it must have been you.
I think smelt it. Down
I don't smell it.
Anyway, yeah, there's a difference between your jeweler that you see in the mall at Zales and a guy like Brandon. Like, he's a custom dude. It's kind of like getting, you know, I don't know, custom tattoos done, custom whatever.
What do you
think? I'll define custom if y'all want.
What do you think of? They're not. This guy's not a big box store, but he does advertise like crazy. And I found out about him on Howard Stern. That Steven Singer. I hate Steven Singer. Guy. He's a place like up in Philly or something, and he's a custom. But he started all that dipped rose.
Yeah, I know. I've heard of it, but I'm not that familiar with it. Yeah, that I hate Steven Singer or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know much about it though. Yeah.
I get weird random emails from him, and of course this time of year they do the 24 karat.
So would you like for me to dip your rose?
Yeah, I can get those, but that's not really, you know.
So the address of the shop is 207 South Jennings Avenue in Southside. This would be considered Southside.
The near Southside.
The near Southside. Okay. Near Southside, Fort Worth, Texas.
Where does the near Southside border end?
I think it goes from, I-32, I guess it'd be past Magnolia.
Yeah.
You know, a little past Magnolia. Probably Barry. Yeah, I think it goes...
But I thought Fairmont's considered Southside.
It's near Southside.
It is near Southside? Mm-hmm.
But they don't consider themselves Siders?
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole area is the near Southside.
Yeah. We were stomping all over that. Let's do some shoot the shit. We were stomping all over the place this around here this weekend.
Yes.
You had a meme motor scooter video shoot, didn't you?
Yes. I spent 2 days. You were with me.
Uh-huh.
Ulrich was with us on Sunday.
Yeah, the black Norwegian metal gourd.
It was actually, the time-wise, we were shooting them for about 4 hours on Saturday.
Yeah.
And about 3.5-4 hours on Sunday. And everything went, it's always nice when you have a good storyboard laid out.
Yeah, y'all had ideas.
We met quite a few times beforehand, and everything just rolled out right.
I was
we did have a couple of delays, but...
It was because of people just not, like, people not being there at the right time. But once you guys got it started, y'all were bam, bam, bam.
We rolled through it.
That's our personal guard
dog. There's Nautis.
Hey.
Kill. Another one. Kill.
No.
Don't do that.
Oh. It's okay. It's okay. Just don't bite me.
Eat Matt in the guts.
Stop farting and don't bite me. I don't think it was the dog.
Yeah. Come on, man. You're blaming my dog.
So, yeah, we cruised all over the place down here. And,
yeah, got the drone out.
Had some fun. I don't know how long it's going to take for... This is the first video in a long time that I just shot. I don't have to edit it, and that is so nice.
Yeah.
Joe's going to take care of the editing side of it. I'm going to go, I guess, supervise and help him out with syncing up some of the shots that I took.
Yeah.
Just so he knows, you know, kind of help him out with all that. But it was a good time.
Little cold, but it
Sunday,
was cool.
It was cold, and then Sunday we had sleet and ice Sunday morning.
Yeah,
and driving down here was kind of chaotic because 35 or had a jackknife 18 wheeler on it. I had to work my way around it, but it was. I think that scared off a lot of people that were going to show up. And finally, by the time we needed the crowd, it was sunny and nice and hot outside.
Man, I'm convinced that most of the wrecks that happen when ice or sleet comes through are these assholes that drive their trucks and Suburbans and Tahoes. They drive extra crazy just to prove that, look, it ain't that bad. I got balls.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, drive crazy, and then they end up spinning out and screw everything up.
I don't think it is. I think it's the people that panic and slam on their brakes.
On the bridges?
On the middle of a bridge, because I saw that a lot.
Yeah,
it's just like, just roll through it. Just roll through it.
Yeah, well, you have the jackasses that are driving really fast. Then you have the
timid ones.
They're so scared of everything. They're driving 10,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's just a combination of both.
I think the majority of them are the cast of Jackass.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
I think, yeah.
Especially Steve-O. He's a dick. He comes down here.
Yeah.
But there, I saw a wreck, too, when I came up, too. Same. I don't think it was the same one. This one was a little... This was, I had enough time to exit 30, right there where 35 and 30 split. Instead of going down 35 to Rosedale, it was right past the split. And I saw that, and I was like, nah, I'm not sitting in this. This is another jackass.
Everybody talks
screwed
about
up the highway.
And
it was sunny.
How bipolar Texas weather is, especially North Texas weather is, and Sunday was perfectly it.
I had no idea that there was. This is all news to me.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah.
Ice and sleet.
There was ice.
They said it was going to come in on Saturday night. Everybody's like, "Oh, there's going to be a blizzard," or that, but it didn't happen. It happened like at 9 a.m. All of a sudden, it just came down, and I was like, "The forecast still shows that it's going to get up to like 50 degrees or 40, like upper 40s or something." So I'm sure when this thing finally passes through, it's going to melt off immediately. But it sleeted for like 10 minutes straight in Wauwatosa. But it still didn't stick. I don't think we got any.
It stuck on the bridges, but...
You were already here when it passed. Like, it had already passed through, or was it still sleeting when you were
here? Driving. It started coming down when I got on 121, 183 coming this way. It started sleeping pretty good.
Needless to say, it didn't screw up the mean motor scooter video shoot.
No, it was a good time. And hopefully over the course of the next month or two, it'll be out. Nice. Check it out. Yeah. See it.
Probably recognize some of the places on there.
It was good times. Everybody that came by and helped out, that was awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was my first time to go by Dreamy Life. It's cool.
I'm just leaving you hanging for the hell of it.
Why?
I don't know.
It was cool. I liked it. I like Dreamy Life.
That was the first time you've assisted in one of my video shoots.
Nope. Henry the Archer.
Oh, yeah. But you were in that.
I was starred in it.
Yeah, you were a star. You weren't behind the scenes. Nope. Although on this one, you do stand around and rub your nipples a lot.
Yeah.
I don't understand
if
that.
If I don't have a cameo with me rubbing my nipples, then my contract's null and void. And it's usually me paying.
So what if it gets cut out?
I'm going to be so pissed.
Are you?
There better be some nipple rubbage.
What I would do is if I was Joe, I would freeze frame it right when it gets to you and then highlight in a red circle that you're rubbing your nipples and then let it play so that you're...
Man, we did. There were so many shots of me rubbing my nipples that I felt like a marathon runner.
Yeah,
those marathon runners, their nipples bleed.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you should have put some chafing.
Yeah, just had some chafing.
Chafing.
Should have put some tape on them. Should have some Band-Aids like the marathoners do, or some Vaseline.
I heard some tassels.
Some tassels. There you go.
What do you think about the growth down here in this area? As we were driving around Saturday, you know. I'm starting to see, I work down here quite a bit, but it's like there's more and more and more.
There's more and more and more, but we need, we really need more. I mean, because there's just not the traffic that we're expecting right now, but it's coming. There's so many people moving to this area right now. It's insane.
Well, and you got these brand new apartments, like kind of catty corner. Where are they building? Are they building something right across the street, basically? Or is it still empty?
It's still empty right by that Fort Worth South or whatever that is right there.
It's a horse dildo factory they're putting over there. So.
Yeah.
Gotta start making horse dildos.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
Somebody's got to.
But there's another the demand's there. 10 of these going in, like, in this area. And if you go on the other side of Maine right now, there's so much development going on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Like, I spent quite a while up at that little hospital thing they built. At Maine and
Pennsylvania,
right there on the corner, and like that whole corner, they're about to go nuts.
This whole area it's taking a little bit longer than expected, but it's happening for sure.
Yeah, we'll see how you feel about that in about 3 years when you.
Well,
you,
I mean,
45 minutes to get through here because of traffic.
And yeah, the being a retail business, we actually need people.
The traffic.
Yeah.
So we do need more the merrier for me as a business. You know, I can understand living over here, not wanting all the traffic and stuff. That's a whole different thing, though.
Yeah, but owning your own business.
From what I've seen, the plans look pretty good, though.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. And I don't think traffic's really gonna be an issue over here, just because it's not like the whole West 7th area where there's one road in, one road out. There's like three main arteries from like downtown.
And there's fixed to be a fourth.
Yeah, well, there's fixed to be a third. They're moving Hemp Hill. It's gonna go
it's
under
Main and Jennings. Yeah, they're putting Hemp Hill under.
It's gonna go crazy. Into downtown too. Yeah,
I noticed that the other day. It's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to figure out a way to get more people to the area.
Yeah.
And what will come up on the other side of the, I guess that's not the postal building, whatever, the old train building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, man.
That's pretty cool.
I think they're already digging underneath it. Yeah, it'll be done before we know it.
It's pretty awesome. I dig it down here.
Yeah.
I'd live down here if I wasn't already established. My wife won't let me move.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's so expensive, though, now.
Yeah.
God.
You guys know that the Winter Olympics are going on?
No.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Started
what channel?
Channel 3 and 65.
And 220, if you have
228.
Are they in North Korea?
South Korea.
Oh, South Korea.
But the North Koreans are there.
Pyeongchang.
Seven of them. But then they have a 250 woman cheerleading team that's there, too.
Oh, nice.
So the...
they can all escape, then.
They could just stay.
They got to be thinking about it, right?
I'm sure they are. I bet you even Kim Jong-un's sister's thinking about
it. She's got to be.
What if she did? That would be
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, she just never went back.
She's like, I'm
just
out.
Never went back. I'm out. I like it over here. This well, is cool.
Though,
later.
You know what? Didn't you know he kill funny? His brother, though?
Yeah, that's yeah. the thing. Either both of them are scared right now. Like, she honestly has gotten so much attention from this thing, and they're making a big deal out of her so much that where in her mind, she's got to be going, I take this little fat bastard out.
They're going to kill her.
And then he's got to be thinking, this was a good idea at first, but now she's getting all this attention. So do I need to take her out? So someone's about to get taken out, I bet.
It'd be awesome if she took him out and then was like, I had so much fun at the Olympics that guess what? The wall's done. We're turning into a wide
game
open
on.
Democracy.
And yeah.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Then what would Trump do with the nukes?
Well, like, then you have
build
some,
his wall down there.
I guess we'll take him down now.
Some rogue faction that's still take a Kim Jong Il or Un
Kim Jong Un
and they're like, "Well, we're gonna hijack these nukes and launch them anyway."
See, I was submitting to the military my ideas, and I was out to I was
through Reddit.
Yeah. And my thought was that we send over like some black ops, like guys as hockey players.
Is that racist?
And they wear their guns, like their ARs and their machine guns and stuff under their jerseys. And when we play North Korea, we just hockey game over.
Put them in the sticks.
How many hockey games do we have in North Korea?
And just gun them down. But North Koreans don't have a hockey team. They only have 7 members of other sports, and I don't think they have.
I thought they were
men's hockey.
Yeah,
I think they didn't let them go.
Yeah, but Madison, what's his name? What's Madison, the head of the military?
Mattis.
Yeah, he didn't think that was a good idea.
So I saw in the news that James Franco and Seth Rogen,
Mad Dog Mattis,
were gonna try and assassinate Kim Jong Il.
I don't think that was the news.
I think that was a movie.
I think that was a movie.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I think it was a bad movie, too.
I didn't hate it.
So
that's kind of where I got my idea from. Yeah. The sleeper cell type, but mine was a hockey team.
The first night I watched the games, I noticed this country keep popping up that was OAR.
Olympic Athletes of Russia.
Yeah. They can't show their flag or anything.
Yeah. Did you see our women's hockey team beat the fuck out of them last night?
5-0.
Yeah. Yes.
What did they have to send to the ones that weren't on steroids?
I guess, because we beat
and
the shit out of them.
They can't represent Russia. So when they win, they play the Olympic theme, the main Olympic theme. They don't play the Russian anthem.
Putin's not going to be happy about that.
But I don't think many of them have won yet.
Yeah, if they're sending the ones that are not on steroids.
Yeah.
I think they're just grabbing people off the streets there. Like, hey, you want to be in Olympics? Give me that bottle. Now get on the bus, and then they take them down.
Stalingrad Junior High.
Yeah.
They also sent all the athletes 110,000 condoms.
Yeah.
Each?
That was a fun fact.
This is this is the time of sex at the Olympic villages, especially
so
in the summer.
If you guys
ones.
Wanted to get into band promotion and us, podcast Which, promotion, we missed the boat on stamping those condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're Sovereign Jewelry condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we blew the marketing opportunity.
We blew the load on that one,
literally. So, what's Kim Jong Un's sister? What's her actual name? Is it like Ping Pong? Man, I don't understand your Chinese. What's her name? Do y'all remember
know.
Her name?
I just every
I got a question
I hear
for y'all
though. About her. Is it every time I hear something about
it's
her?
It's Ping Jong Un.
Oops.
So the Kim. Ping Pong Un Chang Dao.
I'm no part of this. I'm done.
Poo. She.
I'm leaving.
I have a question about her, y'all.
Okay.
Would you?
Yeah.
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 Why not?
I was kind of surprised by that.
I was too. Because you look at him, and he just looks like, I don't know, someone named Boon Soo that you picked on in junior high.
I never had anybody at my school name that.
But her. If she's trimmed up, I'm in.
Yeah, she doesn't look much like her brother.
No, not at all.
What do you mean trimmed up? Where are you going with this?
I've just watched a lot of Asian porn, and their grooming is a little different than our women. The way they groom their beards.
Okay. keep
Marlon, going. Don't leave me hanging like
Marlon's
this.
Marlon's just sitting there. Like he don't understand my Chinese. I don't want any part of this. You got to remember what town he lives in.
Yeah, true.
Altham City.
And he's got that the media crew that follows him around.
They're not Korean, are they?
No.
Negative.
They're not.
Laotian and Filipino.
Yeah.
And damn good egg sandwich makers.
You told me they're Vietnamese.
No, there is a lot around there.
There is.
But I think they, I don't know. I'm in.
You're in on Kim Jong-un. So would you go, say.
This is funny.
Say that you just hooked up with her.
Like, just, hey, baby.
You she were walked over there in South Korea, and you saw her.
Went to Korean billiards.
It was love at first sight between y'all somehow. And she's like, come back to my country and meet my family. Would you do it?
I don't know.
And remember, you're going into a country where if her brother doesn't approve of you, could kill you.
Yeah.
What if he's overly protective of his sister? Would you go?
Man, you guys seen when Dennis Rodman went over there? Well, all the like, what happened to him? And how he had to enter into rehab when he got back.
You could take one for the team.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman went over there and they were filming him because he took a men's like basketball team over there to play.
I thought
exhibition.
They loved him there.
They did, but he partied too much.
Wow!
And apparently, as soon as he came back, he checked himself into rehab immediately.
What was he doing? Coke, booze?
I'm sure he's doing all
smack,
of it, but
crack.
Yeah. Probably. Uppers. I know he's a vodka. I think he likes the booze.
Whoa.
Downers?
What was that?
They make that rice whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They do. We have some in the shed. It's good.
Okay.
North Korean rice whiskey?
That's a thing, huh?
And they got some? They also make the King Cobra whiskey.
In North Korea?
I think it's all over the place over there, yeah. And don't they have
a lot of
tigers?
Yeah, I've tried that. With the cobra head in the...
Nice.
Whiskey?
My sister used to go over there all the time. She went to China, though, and she bought a bunch of bottles, and she couldn't bring them back.
Wow.
They wouldn't let them, I guess, customs or whatever.
Fish and Wildlife.
But
probably.
Anyway, Dennis Rodman, he partied his balls off over there, and apparently when he came in, first thing off the plane, he's like, don't even take me to my house, take me to rehab. And then now he's telling Trump, send me over there. I'll take care of this, man.
Every vacation I've ever had, that's the goal.
In Korea? To enter yourself into rehab as soon as you get off the plane.
To get off the plane and just say, just take me to rehab.
Straight to rehab.
Yeah. Yeah. So
before we get off this Olympic kick, I found out just minutes pretty much before we headed this way, packed up to head this way. I've got a buddy over there that is the DJ of all the hockey games. He's doing all the music and
groups?
Stuff. No, DJ EJ from the Cowboy game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, from...
That's cool.
It's up at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah.
Whoever's producing all the hockey games is from North Texas and requested him to come over there with another guy to DJ the hockey games like they do here at the Stars games and stuff.
They must be feeding him what he can and can't play because... This morning when I was watching the USA and Russia, like it was dun 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 dun. Like it was nothing like they would play at an NHL game here.
I'm interested when he gets
back. I bet you got a playlist that he had to pick from.
I wanna question him on how much K-pop he brings back.
Yeah.
And how big that is and how much he had to just play K-pop stuff and couldn't just
We should get him on the show when he comes back.
Wouldn't all pop be over there be K-pop?
Why is that, Marlon?
Because it's in K.
Okay.
Whereas K-pop specifically
Korean pop.
Originating.
Yeah.
And J-pop's Japanese pop, and I think they're the only one.
So do they have in K-pop?
In K-pop.
Like, is it SK-pop and NK-pop, or is it just K-pop?
NKOTB pop.
I'm going with that one.
Yeah.
I'm going with that one.
So you think your buddy's got a shot with her?
Why do we keep going back?
Ping
to Kim
Pong
Jong?
Unjong.
That's not her name. What's her name?
Kim Pong Unjong. Something. Hold on.
Kimberly.
Refer to as Kimberly. So
Kimberly.
I was seeing on social media that everybody's freaking out about curling now.
Breaking news.
Dude, it's so popular every 4 years.
And it's
Breaking
awesome.
Kim Yo Jong.
Yeah, like, and it's funny because I was talking to a bartender last night, and she's like, I just don't get it. I don't understand. It's like, you need to smoke a bowl before you watch Curly, and then you'll be into it.
Breaking news.
What's up?
Shaun White just won men's half pipe.
Wow.
Gold medal. His, like, 10th gold medal or something like
and
that.
And he's only, like, 24, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Men's half pipe. And
you think he's got some Skrilla?
Did y'all know that in Japan in 2 years, skateboarding's coming in?
Oh,
in
the man, summer?
Finally.
In the summer.
It's been exhibition a few times, hadn't it?
I don't know.
I think it's been part of the exhibition games a few times.
I don't
know
if they're doing street. I know it's half pipe for sure.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That'd about really time, cool. man. I thought it would be awesome. There before snowboarding.
And did you know women's, this is only the second time that women's ski jump has happened. It's always been men.
Yeah, I watched it last night. It was awesome, too.
It was rad. Yeah.
That looks crazy. Did you see the view when they show it from the top? Like, I'm
I'd
out.
Do I'd do it.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd do it. Just once.
They've also added...
It only takes once.
They've also added women's tribbing into the 2020 Olympics. Did you hear that?
Why is he laughing? Mr. 16-year-old over there, 15 or 14-year-old, whatever he is.
13.
He knows more than me.
Jeez.
I watch a lot of porn.
TRIBBING.
All right, come on. Yeah, now I'm too curious.
It's awesomeness.
I've got the Google.
Yeah, he's Googling.
It's women's
right
sports.
Now.
Y'all know? It's a women's sports. Yes.
It's a water sport?
It's basically scissoring.
Oh.
Yeah. But they've.
Isn't it like more intense scissoring, though?
This is weird because you're not even of age to talk about these
things.
You're
the one who brought it up.
I heard that I read on Reddit that there was going to be a new event in 2020. So I take it you don't believe me.
No. Okay. If we're stepping out of the Olympics now, I would like to make a request
that I
for future show to anybody that's listening here locally. I was given a story this morning, and I haven't been able to process it all yet, or be able to put together how to describe what's going on, but.
Is this what we were talking about on the way up here?
Yeah, there's a church in Hearst called Deliverance Bible Church, and it's labeled as the punk rock church, where they have bands play, and you go if you have, you know, tattoos and piercings and crazy hair or whatever, and other churches won't accept you. If anybody goes to this church or was a former member of this church, shoot us an email. I'd like to communicate with you and maybe get you on the show or something.
DustinDotchneider@gmail.com.
JerryJonestownMassacre@gmail.com is it?
Yeah, I'm not.
JerryJonestownMassacre@gmail.com.
I don't know if this is a safe play here, Dustin.
I think it is a safe play.
Maybe we should distance from this.
I just want to interview because this place is being...
We're about to get spiked Kool-Aid.
...labeled as a cult. And the church is in a shopping center that was a stone's throw from the house I grew up in.
Right by the churches.
Right, the old Taco Bell.
The church was next to the churches.
Yep. And the Taco Bell and the Army Navy. Ron's Barbecue.
Not too far away from the Papa John's.
Where's the story at that if you want, if people want to read up on what you're talking about, is there a story
on? When I post this
Fort Worth
show
Weekly
this week,
or
I'll put the show notes up there.
Yeah,
our buddy Matt Thomas sent me the story this morning. It was like, check this out. There's a cult right next to the house you grew up in. And I was like, whatever. And I start reading through it. I'm like, holy crap.
It really is a cult.
And I'd like to talk to one of the Deliverance Bible Church survivors.
So how do you get categorized as a cult? How do you
think it's a modern, like it's there's no historic roots, maybe?
I took a religion class at UNT. And one of the first things that the professor said that the definition of a cult is any religion that you don't agree with.
So you can call anything a cult.
But it's basically. It says here a small group of people having religious beliefs or practices regarded by others as strange or sinister. But isn't it also like if you're kind of trapped?
He's dead now.
If you're what?
If you're trapped.
Well, that can be a type of cult.
If
but.
You feel like you're trapped and you can't.
Escape, brainwash? There's some kind of brainwashing.
Deprogrammed.
I don't know. Is one of the points in the definition brainwashing? Because I think it's just what Marlon said, that if it's something that you don't agree with, then you have the right to call it a cult. It's kind of a slander now.
What if you have a temple, though, and it's a sonic temple?
What if you have a temple and it's called the Temple of I?
Well, we consider ourselves a cult.
I had a friend named Kimmy who was kidnapped and put into this underground bunker. And then she lived...
Forced to do acid?
No. And then she lived in New York City with this gay black guy who was kind of chubby.
I love your detail.
What is going on here?
Keep going.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the end of the story.
Have y'all read about that? Honestly, have you read about that missile silo place that some guy had where they were just doing all kinds of hallucinogenics? Like, if you go on Reddit and look up the documentaries, it's in there. It's like a 15-minute documentary.
I want a missile silo so bad, and they're for sale. They pop up for sale every once in a while.
And this guy had everything. Like, he had every known hallucinogenic there was, and he knew how to make them. He was experimenting with them and all this. And apparently some stripper was like, yeah, I'll go with you. And they took her down there, and she was down there for like several months down there just hanging out and partying, doing hallucinogenic drugs. Next thing you know, you're on the Russian hockey team.
Okay, so that was a Kimmy Schmidt reference.
That's her name. You met her?
Yeah, Rebecca just popped up in the chat room.
Kimmy Schmidt?
That was a Kimmy Schmidt reference. I didn't know where you're going with that. But like in Kansas, you can buy a 46-acre, paved half-mile driveway, 15,000 square foot of floor space, high chain link fence, rolling gate, central complex. Trees, game animals, and birds are all over the property for $275,000.
Damn.
One silo, huh?
You get a missile silo. Here's another one. 13 acres with 8,200 square feet in Paris, Missouri.
Yeah.
For $295,000.
I bet you right now these are getting popular. There's a bunch of people looking into buying these things because of the political climate.
How much would it cost to feed a captive per year?
A captive? For me, like $30. How much can $30? How much is? Well, that was stupid. How much ramen can you buy for $30?
All of it.
Yeah.
So here's an Atlas missile site that has 16,000 square foot of underground floor space on 4 acres.
16,000 square feet. Now we're talking.
For $300,000.
I'd put a ping pong table in it.
Ping pong unjong.
That's it.
That's
Here
it.
We go again.
Yeah.
I'm going to edit all that out.
All the us talking shit about North Korea like we always do?
No, but with you going ping pong unjong or whatever.
I'm sorry, I haven't memorized her name. I should have done some show prep and memorized her name.
Anyway, so if anybody from the Deliverance Bible Church wants to tell us if they're a cult or not.
I don't like this. I don't like where this is going. That's why I keep trying to throw off.
Speaking of, when's your next show, Brandon? Sun Kings.
Brandon of the Dangits and the Sun Kings.
Oh, man. I don't know. I was told this before this. I think...
Body break.
Sometime soon.
Sometime in the future.
Yeah.
How's the show at the mall on Saturday? You played at Sunshine, right?
Yeah, Sunshine? Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Sunshine's great. You know, you expect nothing, and it's...
It's always a good time.
Being great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Mullins in 10 years, I bet.
I forgot about them, man. I remember them back in the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. March 3rd and 16th, I think. I don't know where, though. I should probably know.
You're playing with a Dokken cover band and a Dio cover band.
Oh, man.
It's going to be good.
Where's that?
News to me.
Where's that show at?
The Rail, I think. I don't know the date.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Are you doing booking for these guys and all the? Are you PR?
Well, Trucker's now our drummer. So yeah, we're like Eskimo. What is it? Eskimo Brothers.
Y'all, bands? You both have had sex with Trucker.
Yes.
So he's driving over here. Well, y'all only jam. Sun Kings are only jamming once every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, man, if he's hauling the ass over all the way over here for y'all once a week and them.
No, it's pretty convenient for Trucker because he's...
Same night.
Yes, it's on Wednesdays, so he's got like 2 hours to kill
between
work and our practice. Because we don't get started till 10, 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works out well.
And we're done by 11:15.
Yeah. I caught some of y'all out at Lola's. One night we're at the trailer park hanging out, and all of a sudden we heard The Cult, and
it's
like
fun.
Caught like two songs of it, I think.
Yeah. You were at the show when they played at Tin Panther. Did you get there late?
Yeah, I didn't see the Sun Kings. Remember, I got stuck in traffic. 820 was completely shut down. But I'm interested to see in the whole set.
Yeah,
how many songs y'all got by then?
9, 10.
Yeah.
What are y'all playing?
What are we playing?
Yeah.
It's a Cult. It's a cover Cult band. Tribute.
Well, yeah. Wait, are you playing all the hits? You playing deep cuts?
Yeah.
All the
hits? Not many deep cuts. Maybe one.
Yeah.
It's funny because it was just Friday night. I was over here at Twilight with Joe Tacky and Jeff Lord, and we were trying to remember what the name of the Sun Kings was.
Oh, yeah.
We had been really inebriated, but we were talking about a Cult tribute band that was around here, and we couldn't think of the name.
Does Corey play with you?
We had a lot of drinks.
Is he playing with y'all, too?
Yeah.
So it's you, Corey, and
Sean,
Trucker John?
Yeah. Frank and Eric.
Yeah.
And who else am I missing? I think that's it. And me.
Man, that's got to be fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. They sound great.
Yeah.
My only complaint was I was hoping that y'all were going to do all electric.
Well.
But that's not really a complaint. That's just personal.
We're probably going to add a couple more songs.
So. How long have y'all been jamming?
About six months or so. Yeah, we did it for the Rock Assembly.
And then, that's when we were there.
Kept it going.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we were just like, oh, man, it's fun and, you know,
yeah,
get gigs with these other tribute bands and stuff that are real popular, you know.
Yeah.
And then
you expand your craft.
Make money.
You're looking at how other bands structure songs.
Making money.
And you get paid.
Yeah, you actually get paid.
Not yet, but I hear that's the only way to make money in this industry is to be in a tribute band or cover band. But, it's fun. We have a blast.
So you guys got any Valentine's Day plans?
No.
Doing anything? Do y'all celebrate it?
No.
At all? Besides coming to Sovereign Jewelry and buying rings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For your ladies?
I heard I can't remember who said it. I think it was Lewis Black said it. He said that, Valentine's Day is only 6 weeks after Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell? I didn't buy you enough shit at Christmas. Now I've got to buy you more shit 6 weeks later.
Which is weird because this year, like, I'm always the one that's, I don't believe in Valentine's Day. I don't buy it. That's because it's stupid. I hate that holiday, da da da. And then I'm always the asshole for the whole year for doing that. Oh, yeah, Matt just did like a catch shit. So this year I was like, so I'm thinking about getting some stuff, you know, for Valentine's Day, bouncing it off my girlfriend. And of course she's like, well, now I don't know what to do because we don't do this Valentine's Day. And I was like, okay, so what do I do here then? But anyway, I've been going on to, I told you how I'm on Reddit and I look at Ask Women, right?
Yeah.
So I've been going through that thread trying to figure out something
there?
Good.
You thought it was going to be something else, didn't you?
Huh? What led me to Ask Women?
Yeah,
I thought it was going to.
Some breeding material.
Maybe they're looking. They're doing their own self mammograms or something.
But
and
it's interesting because I started looking into some of the dickheaded things that men do. Like you read women saying all this shit, and you're like, "Wow, we kind of do that, and we are that is kind of a dickhead thing to do." But anyway, I was looking, and this dude or this lady was saying how the way to set up Valentine's Day is sex first, then date is how you do it. Because if you do it the other way around, the older you get, the more you get stuffed, you eat chocolate, you come off that chocolate, you start getting tired and everything. So this guy's whole, or this lady's whole theory was that, and she said she had read it from somewhere else, some other, like a podcaster or something, was the way you have a...
Not ours.
A Valentine's Day date, the way you set up a Valentine's Day is you get the romping done right off the bat.
Man, I don't want to know about you
date.
Banging my mom.
I'm, well, like I said, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. And it doesn't matter. None of this matters.
For you.
Yeah,
please don't.
So,
it's on his phone.
So the audience at home should take this advice to heart.
I thought it's a good idea.
And
I like
then do the
idea.
Opposite.
No, I think you should take it to heart and do that. I think that you should start your Valentine's Day off with a big stiff Rogerin, and then you go from there.
Okay, instead of the other way around. When you have your big orgasm and you think endorphin the dude just release, like, okay, don't I'm you just pass out?
I'm going to go to sleep now.
I'm going to go to sleep.
See, that's the temptation you've got as a man, is you don't like, okay, well,
I'm done.
Why don't we just order a pizza?
Sounds like a great Valentine's Day.
It does.
A few years ago, we went to the Double Eagle Steakhouse here on Valentine's Day with a group of people.
Yeah.
And it was so funny just sitting there watching the other guys and dates and stuff trying to impress their lady friend. And you're all just sitting there going, he's trying to get in her pants.
Yeah, I've been out on Valentine's Day, and it's just the crowds. Really,
it's a beating.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, if you're going to go out somewhere nice, do it the weekend after or before.
What holiday isn't a beating?
Oh, my God. I mean,
that's a good point. Every fucking holiday's a beating.
Pretty much.
Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's cool.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving.
Get stuffed. Yeah. Drink a lot of beer. Stay home.
But fall if you asleep. Do the...
Smoke that ganja and the Black watch Friday. Football.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, then you have the Black Friday.
Didn't you go with me this year to the Cowboy game?
No, that was not my game.
I was there. I was not with you, but I was there.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
Didn't you die?
No, that was the...
Was that speedball?
Sunday
that
was
the
after.
Week before. No, that was the Sunday before.
Okay, because we went to two consecutive games.
There was Sunday, and then 4 days later was the Thursday game.
Because I knew you almost died, but I couldn't remember
the
which
speedball
one was.
Afternoon?
Yeah.
For him or me?
Both y'all.
We were sitting in kind of nice seats, and there was this girl right in front of us that was wearing a G-string.
Well-telling. Yeah.
So the whole row is nudging me going,
check that well-teller.
See, that's a Valentine's present.
I got a message today, speaking of well-telling, about an Instagram account to follow.
Well-tells are us.
It's called... I have to look here.
Ping Pong's Well Tell?
No. Chris Kubota sent it to me, but he said it was Yeti Butts Daily.
Yeti?
Girls in G strings sitting on Yeti coolers.
Oh. I bet you he listens to some Florida Georgia Line. Or are they even still around, actually?
I don't even think. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Who's the. who did the. Did you look it up already?
Yeah, there you go. Pass it around. Show everybody. It's just nice. Girls sitting there.
How
it's
do you
amazing.
Know that's a do you whole know that's thing. Not an Arctic?
Yeah. What if they got it at Bucky's and it's an Arctic?
Well, I'm that's sure an igloo.
What if there's an Arctic?
No,
butt
you can't
daily?
Be putting an igloo in there.
No,
that should be disqualified.
There should be a competing account, right?
What if it's a Coleman, mm-hmm. you get extra points for a Coleman.
Coleman? A Coleman grill?
One of those just styrofoam ones.
Yeah.
They just break.
Some of those butts may just smash it.
Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. That's all the Valentine's Day talk I got.
What? That's so.
That's it.
Are you going to do anything?
Thing? Huh? I don't know. I got like 6 hours to decide.
I think you should just throw the ball in her court and say, I'm going to celebrate it this year. It's all up to you, though.
Maybe buy some jewelry or something.
I could.
Hey, we're still offering, you make a $7,000 purchase. We got about, an hour left? We'll knock the Jerry Jonestown Massacre 7% off. Or was it 10%?
You're going to go make something.
And we're going to make some. Dustin, Brandon's going to let us go back there and play.
I got a bottle top here. Can we smash it?
Could you
it
lose? Okay, let's talk about jewelry making for a little bit now, since he's our guest that we barged into a shop. How is it dangerous? Like, could I lose a finger if I started screwing around back there?
Yeah, you could lose many fingers.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine that, she's a jeweler that she lost a finger, trying to polish a rope chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause he took it before when you were.
Seriously?
Seriously. If it gets tangled up in that polishing machine and your finger's in the way, it's gone.
Yeah. You got a lot of equipment back there.
I do.
So it's worse than a hay baler?
Oof. Well, I don't know if it's worse than a hay baler, but I mean.
Depends on what you get wrapped up.
Yeah,
it's not that dangerous. I mean, I do work with cyanide and stuff like that.
That's the thing. I was wondering all the chemicals and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. No big deal.
Cyanide.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Is
it going
to
get that at Walmart? Especially.
I don't know if there is much cyanide left. I think they're kind of phasing that stuff out. Some of the plating plating solutions and stuff are cyanide based.
So, I guess an obvious question is, how much heat you got back there?
There's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got.
I figured.
I've got a 12 gauge, Walther PPK, Beretta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All pointed straight to the wall.
Yep.
There's one pointed right at Marlon right there.
Yeah.
As he's checking
like this little
Reddit for
cute little mirror right there. That's a two. It's a one-way mirror.
Yeah, and then you got this badass here, Nautis.
Nautis.
What's up, buddy? This is a nice, nice soft.
How many soles is he eating?
He's not much of a sole eater. He's
he sounds like it. Have you not killed a man yet? You'll get yours.
He's too sweet.
He is sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, do you have to be, you have to go to school and everything. Do you have to be licensed with these chemicals and...
No.
And
they won't sell them to the public, though. I think you have to have accounts and stuff.
And then a special handshake, secret knock.
Or
there's not, like I said, there's
Iranian
not much of that.
Terrorist.
Yeah.
You give them used pinball machine parts.
Yeah, I think...
He doesn't have any plutonium.
Kim Jong-un. Isn't that what he used to kill his brother?
I think so. It was some weird chemical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, does the city check up on all that crap? Or are they just kind of, you're just a shop, whatever?
Yeah, I haven't had any problems with it yet. So if y'all have any, I hope you don't have any listeners.
Probably not.
Could I take some of that cyanide?
Sure.
Now, can we put it in a rag and put it over his face? What happens?
I wasn't talking about me, jerk.
Oh, you said take it. Like you wanted to take it.
So, as a custom jeweler, do you have some repeat customers that you're just like, oh, god damn, everything on, like... Because I imagine people can be pretty picky.
He killed him with nerve gas.
Oh, yeah? So how do you deal with that? You just go take...
Oh, man.
Take a step back. And
everybody's different. I've got a couple of customers that are... Oh, man. I've got this one guy that he comes in and says that this is his last piece he's ever going to get. And then I'll make that one for him, and then he'll come back and he'll want another one and another one.
Yeah.
I'm on like the fifth custom piece for him.
Yeah.
And he was only going to do like one for the end of time. And yeah, very picky, you know.
Yeah. Is he working you down too? Like,
Is
he selling it, you think?
No.
Like going and selling it and be like, oh, I need that last piece.
No.
This is really the real deal last piece.
No. Like, you don't have a lot of people doing custom jewelry unless it's like wedding sets or something like that, but like this guy, he's just really into custom one-off pieces. So
you have to know the trade of designing, engraving, and doing all that work back there in the shop, but you also have to have some degree of business smarts and knowing, oh, that's a good diamond and how much to pay for it and how much you can make on it and all that too, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's business smarts, but yeah.
Did they teach you up there in Paris any of that stuff?
No, not really.
It's just trial and error.
That was all the working with gold and stuff like that, you know, diamond setting and whatnot.
Yeah.
But you don't just hop on Amazon and go, I need some garnets and I need some emeralds or I need some.
No, I've got different vendors and whatnot. Like anything, if you were looking for anything, I can, I can find it. But.
And. Do you leave it up to them to inspect everything, or
the stones?
Yeah, the stones.
Well, I mean, it's like.
And do you cut stones here?
No, I don't. That's totally different.
Okay.
I just do the. I'm more of a diamond setter, goldsmith.
Okay. Okay. I was just wondering because that seems chaotic.
That's a whole different area of expertise, huh?
Yeah, stone cutters and diamond cutters. That's completely different. Yeah.
So do you're probably gonna be like, I just told you this isn't my expertise. But are the baddest ass diamonds really like in Africa and stuff? Like the black diamond story and all that? Is that all legit? Or can you find one up in Oklahoma at some
Arkansas, a crater of the Diamond State Park?
I've been there.
Okay.
I've been
I went there too. Fun. Me and my dad, we went to that place and you had to pay money to get in. I remember this. And we're like, oh, you pay money and go right there and go dig up for stones. And me and my dad were like, well, why don't we just dig right here? You know, like
right outside.
Yeah. But we didn't find anything either.
Yeah.
Lots of quartz. I came home with lots of quartz.
Yeah.
A ton of it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, most of the diamonds I get come from India.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, India and Russia, I think I don't
Russia.
I don't. You never know where.
Yeah,
diamonds are
Russia has that crazy diamond mine that's huge. Like the spirals down, and it's like an hour to get from the top all the way down as you go around the circle down into it. I saw a picture of it the other day, and I was
sounds
like,
scary.
What the hell? Yeah.
Have you? I guess you always do. Guys come in here trying to sell you fake shit sometimes, and like, hey man, I my grandma just passed away. I got this.
I'll try.
Yeah.
I've been doing this a long time. Spotted out pretty quick. Yeah. I can tell the fake stuff.
I got this in my pocket. The reason why I asked.
What you got?
He jacked a homeless guy on the way.
Is fool's gold still not worth anything? Because when I was a kid, I was like, if you hang on to that, I bet you fool's gold's going to be real gold.
Yeah.
It's not how it works, huh?
No.
It doesn't mature.
It's not like mercury.
It doesn't get smarter?
No.
The gold? That's badass.
This is that mine that I was talking about.
Wow.
You see the roads, and it's just like a giant corkscrew butthole.
Yeah.
Basically, but yeah.
It does look like, it looks like an earth butt.
Poops diamonds.
It looks like one that's been used, you know, kind of, what do you call it, when it's prolapsed a little bit and it's kind of gone back in and it just doesn't sit right, you know?
Like when you squat over a mirror?
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
You're being extra mean today. Did I not set your cables up for you?
Yeah, you didn't. So what about people that bring in gold and stuff, do you buy it and melt it back down, or
yeah,
do you that stuff?
Yeah,
or pieces of gold and
yeah, buy scrap gold, you know. But best thing to do with your old scrap stuff is remount it in something new and cool.
Yeah. What's the oddest thing you've had to make?
Oddest thing? Oh my god!
Like any. Gold dildos?
No.
Knew that was coming.
Yeah, I was trying to think if there's anything
Prince
like
Albert's.
That. I don't think I've done
no
it.
No engraved Prince Albert's or anything like that?
No. No genital rings or anything like that. So.
The reason why I asked is...
I got Prince Albert over the weekend. And
if you could scrape the crust and rust off the tip and engrave it with stubby.
I got a gold one, and it's turning green. I want you to look at it.
Do you have it on?
Yeah, it's right here, man. Yeah.
Hold on.
Jeez.
You know, how do those things work? Like, Prince Albert, it goes in... Like, I'm confused about how those things work.
Goes in your pee hole.
Your pee
out
hole,
the
right?
Out of all the shit shaft, you've looked up on the internet out of your whole life,
and
you've
seen
never
a lot
looked
of
that up, how it works?
No, and it's just too painful to try to look into. Like, I don't like it.
It's just a little prick.
Marlon from the Dangits.
What about firearms?
At gmail.com.
No, he's from the Dangits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How much have you had to drink?
None. That's the problem.
What about, like, doing some crazy gold... engraving work on firearms or anything?
He's just telling me about that.
Yeah, well, I'd like to get into that. I've been doing a lot of engraving lately. That's kind of my passion right now. I took a hand engraving class this past summer, and then that class pretty much, it's a week-long class, and they pretty much tell you got to spend a whole lot of money on engraving equipment. So, because you can't do anything without it.
After you paid for the class.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thanks.
But yeah, man, it's fun. I really like doing it. I haven't engraved a gun yet. You got to kind of work your way up to that part. But that's what I plan on getting into, too.
He had a guy that came in. He was telling us about it that has a Glock that wants to get some stuff done.
Yeah, guy's going to bring in a Glock this week to have me engrave it. It'll be my first one. So, we'll see.
Did he mention
a gun you can play with too?
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he say what he wanted? Like, is it like you're fucked on or something?
No, he just wanted some like scroll work, you know, just like you see on a lot of the other guns and stuff. But.
I got sucked down the rabbit hole a few weeks ago of watching guys do laser engraving on guns.
Mm-hmm. That's totally different, though.
Yeah, totally different. But that was blowing my mind.
I don't even
do now.
I don't even know what that is.
Man, they just you basically draw it out in software, and you can
just
put any design or pattern like on the handstock or
So how do you do your regular engraving? Is that with like a hot, like a tip? It's you get it real hot or something?
No,
it's all, it's just, think of like a graver. It's just kind of like a sharp knife, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've got a pneumatic graver that it's like kind of like a tattoo, but yeah. It's all air done.
Yeah.
And it's just real fast pneumatic graver. And it just, they cut through metal like butter if it's sharp.
Do you have to make a
right.
stencil or something, or you just eyeball yeah. it? You yeah. make the stencil and then, mm-hmm. huh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's a lot like tattooing. Most, except it's not at all.
Well, it kind of is, you know.
I mean,
they're making tattoo guns too, the same way with like the pneumatics with air. I've never seen them, but I've heard they have them the same way. But it kind of is, you know. I mean, you have a stencil, you put it on there, and you cut the lines, and then you do all the shading and everything. You know, it's there's a whole lot to it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's guys out there that do hand engraving that. Man, that will blow your mind what can be done.
Yeah.
And I'm just barely putting my toe in the water of it right now. I'm very much a novice when it comes to that. I've been doing jewelry a long time, but the engraving's pretty new.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I've seen some cool shotguns and just about any rifle with that's got wood furniture. They've gone in and done intricate work in the wood and poured gold in it or whatever, made it really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I could show you. I've got gun magazines back there of hand engraved stuff that would blow your mind, like elephants engraved and stuff in it too. Like you can go so far with this stuff. It's pretty cool, but I haven't got there yet. Mine's still,
but it's a cool avenue.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. To think about. So, did we figure out what the craziest thing was?
No, I haven't done it yet, I think.
You haven't?
No.
It's funny because I was looking up engraving stuff here, and the first thing that popped up was Yeti engraving.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm like, is Siri listening to us?
But that's or,
my God.
Oh.
Official Yeti customization, Yeti custom shop. So, bring your Yeti in here. You can give it a whirl, right?
Yeah, I engraved mine. I have a little Yeti cup thing. I engraved my name on it just for practice.
So you would do an Arctic? Would you do an Arctic too?
Yeah.
Or does it have to be a Yeti?
I think mine is an Arctic.
Yeah,
I don't
mine
know what
is.
It is. I'm not.
Why pay more?
I'm not into that.
No, you can get them like just, $20.
Yeah, way cheaper.
Yeah, I got the same Walmart one.
You know those badass Yeti coolers that are long? They're like $550.
That a bunch of chicks sit on every day?
The ones that they have up at Bucky's, they have the Arctic.
Yeah,
it's like $200.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Like you're paying for a difference in name.
It was two brothers.
Yeah,
they started Yeti.
They're making.
They got pissed at each other, so one brother left Yeti and started Arctic.
Yeah,
and then all sorts of lawsuits. And they're like, "Well, we both own the patent, so we can both use it."
Yeah, there's a lot of companies like that too. Like I think Wolf and Ritz Camera had a family fallout, and then Blackman Mooring
Massacre,
Blackman Mooring and Mooring, Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Like, the list goes on.
It goes on and on and on.
Yeah. So tell us about this motorcycle, man.
Oh,
this thing's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a 1954 BMW with a sidecar.
Would you let Dustin and I do a photo shoot in this?
Yeah. Yeah,
that'd
you
be
gotta
cool,
get some
man.
Pictures of that.
Yeah. And it runs.
Yeah, it does run. Hadn't ran in many years, but it does run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a R25/3 BMW.
1954, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like fun. You and I could get in a lot of trouble with that thing. He says it tops out at about 40 miles an hour, right?
Yeah.
So imagine doing that.
That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
820. You and me, just geared out.
Cruising down 35.
40 miles an hour on 820.
Yeah.
We're going to be one of those jackasses we were just bitching about on the way here.
Yeah. You dress as Hitler in the compartment. That'd be awesome, man. This is a photo opportunity. God, I got marketing ideas.
I know where we can get some SS uniforms.
I bet you do.
I know some people we can hit up.
Yeah. That's really cool, though. That's kind of been your thing, though. You've been into BMW bikes for a while, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Long time.
You ever take that off any sweet jumps?
It doesn't catch much air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I had to make a ramp to get it in here. So it didn't get off the ground though.
So let's talk about your shop a little bit. Did you do all that interior designing in here?
No, I did nothing. It's already like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz it's pretty it's nice.
It's a great layout.
It's cozy.
Mm-hmm. It's cozy. Yeah, this place worked out perfect. It really did. Worked out perfect for what I needed.
And how long have you been in here?
April will be 2 years.
And all the artwork, that there is awesome. That's one of those.
A friend of mine painted that, Wade Wilson. He's a hand engraver as well. He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a, what would you say? That's not a, the dimensions of that, Dustin.
That's six a 2x6, isn't it?
2x6.
Yeah.
And it's got a panoramic type view. Mm-hmm.
A 4 foot 2x6?
Yeah. With a old school drop.
It's the salt flats.
Yeah, salt flats. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome painting.
It is cool.
And then, you said your buddy did that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. I like it. What was his name?
Wade Wilson.
Isn't that Deadpool?
That's his name.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't Wade Wilson a Dallas Cowboys coach too?
Yeah.
I think Wade Wilson was a Dallas Cowboys quarterback's coach or receiver's coach. Let me do some Googling here. You guys keep the show going. I want to do some Googling.
Let's keep the show going into a bit. I want we've skipped out on the last few weeks, and now that we have a captive
Sack?
Audience,
is it Matt Sack?
It's what's in Matt Sack.
Do you remember where we left off?
No. See, somehow, how'd y'all find this?
I was fiddling around in his car on the way to Star Wars, and I found this.
It's Matt's old CD book.
Nice.
And we've been going through it like a page here and there to see what kind of chaos we can find.
Now I get
in
to
it.
Put my disclaimer
it's
in.
It's
right
very
now.
Organized. I remember having those things, and they would all just be kind of just stuffed in the middle.
Well, it's
stacked up.
It's an 8-page.
I've had like 3 of them that have gotten filled up, like the mean streets of Watauga right there of Chapman. My car would always get broke into when I was rehearsing for a band I was in, and it'd get stolen, and then I'd have to start the collection again. But this is not stuff I bought. I think people got the misconception that I bought these things.
You did.
The problem is that you took the time to take them out and put them in a case logic. So that tells us that you drove, and it was in your car, that you drive around
and jamming them?
Thumb through it and grab a disc and put it in there.
And it has a Steadfast sticker on
and,
it.
Yes. You took care of this thing.
I'm guessing this is Britney Spears?
Nope. I know what that is.
What is that?
That's a Black Crow CD.
Britney Spears.
It's like one of their last ones, I think. Don't be hating on Black Crows, man.
Is that 311?
That is 311. Oh, I was looking God. At that.
Which 311 is it? Music?
That's my girlfriend's.
It's the good one.
The
no,
good one.
There is no good.
I know.
That was my girlfriend's. None of these are mine.
Korn?
Wait, hold on. Why are you skipping around?
That's like corn.
Because these are good. This is Nirvana and Radiohead.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's go to the
good.
Next page. Let's see what we got. Ted Nugent.
Be hating on the Nuge.
Lifehouse.
Lifehouse.
I don't even know who that is.
You do have a Lifehouse CD.
I don't know who that is,
officer.
I don't either.
I was holding it for a friend.
Let's see
what
if
is
I
that?
Can find some Lifehouse here.
Hey,
Siri, find some Lifehouse.
Yeah.
COC. Flowjack.
On the iTunes store.
Oh, no. Taproot. You have
Taproot
CD?
Yeah. They were like the Walmart version of...
Oh, my God. There is corn.
Got some corn.
There it is.
Drowning pool.
Now, hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's define...
You're not letting me explain any of these.
And you don't need to because we know you're completely guilty of all charges. But this corn CD isn't a store-bought corn CD. This is a CDR of corn songs that were burnt for you.
I didn't have the money to buy it.
That could get him 5 years in the pen.
Yeah.
Got some Drowning Pool.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was a radio station CD.
Meshuggah.
That's Meshuggah. That one right there is Stone Temple Pilots, right?
Which one?
Yeah,
that is Stone Temple Pilots.
Seven Dust.
That's the one with Lady Picture Show.
What's the one with the orange on it?
I think this bit is failing.
It's not failing.
I think it is. No one wants to know about it.
The Black Crows.
Only in reference to entertainment value.
Wait, that's the Black Crows that he was thinking of.
Ah. Which one?
That other one was Britney Spears.
It was Britney.
It was Britney Spears.
It was Britney Spears was the first one.
All right.
We should. What we should do is, oh, you don't have a CD player. I was going to say we could put them in and find out what the ones that we can't figure out are.
I've got some Seether.
Seether. I got that for Josh. He's a Seether guy.
How is Killswitch Engage and Huffer on the same page?
Kind of curious what these two are.
So I'm still using this thing?
That's another thing. That's a brand new Huffer disc, 2 years old. Or a year and a half. But
so I still jam from some 5150. Now that's a badass album. Now Van Halen 5150 is a badass album.
Did you see the deal over this past week that the first Van Halen album, self-titled,
yeah,
is 40 years old?
Yeah. Oh, isn't that crazy?
Damn.
And years old. Isn't Siamese Dream coming up by the Smashing Pumpkins, their album?
This Thursday,
isn't it like 25 years?
What year did 1984 come out?
Slipknot.
I think it was
87.
So you have Slipknot. You have Metallica Load.
Hey, I was fooled just like everyone else when that album came out, okay?
One. But then you also bought Reload.
I was fooled on that album too, and then that was when I finally gave up on him.
And that disc two is, isn't that the...
Which one here? That's the Garage Inc.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Garage Inc.
There's good stuff on Garage Inc. Shadows Fall was riffy. I liked him. They played metal.
Who's that? Saliva? Holy shit, you have a Saliva CD.
And that's the one with boom, boom, click, boom, or whatever.
We can stop right there.
That's okay, but all no, those CDs can't. You just mentioned.
Got some Creed.
Creed?
Hate Creed. Creed. Soil.
Papa Roach.
Papa
my
Roach.
Oh, God. You saved the best stuff.
You guys are lying.
Look, that this CD is audio, right there.
This is theater of the mind, people.
Just that, like the Korn CD.
This cannot be proven. We don't have video of any of this.
You have a custom.
This is all a bunch of horse shit.
I'm videoing it right now.
This is all horse shit. None of these.
I'd like to propose we rename this bit. Matt's a douche.
Here's the way we need to... can you imagine Matt cruising around?
I was going to sell them, okay?
Looking for chicks.
I bought these. I got these when I was working at the radio station to sell.
Matt goes, yeah.
Hey,
baby.
See my CD collection?
This afternoon, I burnt this Stain CD for you. And I want you to hear some songs.
Come on.
Some Hatebreed and maybe some Soil. How about some Creed? There's now video.
You ever heard Mud Shovel?
There's now video proof on my Instagram in my stories.
All right, bit over. Let's read. We have one email.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Okay, we'll stop there.
I think we're done.
No, there's like 9 more pages left.
You know what? I think after this, we move on to Dustin's CD case.
But how do you get?
No,
you
have
hit
boxes.
Yeah. Once you hit Creed and Papa Roach, you just nothing.
I didn't buy those. I worked somewhere where they gave them away.
And you didn't have the good sense to throw
women
away.
I picked up women at the bar by saying,
"Why did you
see my
burn
check out my CD
like
collection?
To see my CD collections.
You want to hear some Stain? It's been a while, baby."
Oh man! So we got one email. You want to read it, Oric? Or you want me to do it?
We have like 9.
We do.
Yeah,
Oric has a Halton High School education. Let him read it.
Okay. Do you have 9 emails over there?
I'm making you proud. I actually love Halton now.
I'm proud.
Hey, do you
Why
have
do you
9 emails
Halton?
Over there?
No.
Yeah, I don't really have these 9 emails.
I just got a bunch more in there. Bullshit ones.
All right, let's read the bullshit ones.
Oh, you want to read those?
No, not the ones that are, it's Kim Kong Pi-Pong wanting us to buy or help get someone out of jail or something, whatever. Shh. I'm rambling.
Exactly. This one's from Scotty. What the fuck was with that metal history show you guys just did? It was amazing. I can't wait to hear more. Are you guys one of the bands playing the Funky Town Hippie Bath Day this year?
Is the Spectacle playing a show at the Hippie Bash thing?
No, we weren't asked.
That'd be a negative.
No,
because none of our band. Are you? What about the Me Things? You guys playing a show?
You playing that?
We're not. No.
So this is what I found out over this past weekend is that Jeffrey Lord hates metal. So.
Like all metal? Or just lame metal?
All metal.
Like Drag the Ocean.
He didn't like Creed.
Lame. He's not a fan of Creed. He's not a fan of...
I can see not liking Creed.
Soil.
Is Creed a kind of metal?
Well, Papa Roach.
That's metal.
That's metal.
That's straight brutal.
That's super
that's
metal.
That's rap metal.
Keep going, man. Mm-hmm. Let's finish this email.
I was at the
show. Nodis is hungry.
But I'm, yeah.
I was at the show last year and talked to one of you about the show and your relationship with those guys. I was just wondering, since you guys have a couple of bands going out, it would make sense that you would be playing his show.
Go on.
Okay.
It seems their friends always play the show, and if you guys are good friends with them...
Where is this?
Are you going to be a secret surprise guest? I haven't even heard who is playing yet. Keep up the good work. Looking forward to seeing a Drag the Ocean show. Huh.
Huh.
Oh, good luck on all that.
I think Matt wrote that.
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me with those CDs in my case. I don't know. I don't think... I think Dustin's right. I don't think Jeff's into having the heavier bands at his Funky Town Hippie Bath, because it's kind of in the name, Hippie Bath Day. The Methinks.
We do have a lot of emails,
or the Dangits could get on that bill probably if they wanted to, but they're too lazy to. Right?
Or
I don't know who's lazier, the Methinks or the Dangits.
Who is the laziest?
We are like competing for the laziest bands.
Wouldn't Drag the Ocean win, though, because they've never even played a show 2 years in?
I don't see how people are considering Drag the Ocean a band, honestly.
That's true too.
Like,
yeah, there's no.
It's just a myth. It's kind of like the Seagull legend. You didn't really believe in it until all of a sudden they released something last week. Seagullman? Legend okay. of the Seagullman?
No, I knew that was coming.
No, I did too, but you just heard little blurbs here and there, and then all of a sudden, bam, that's what Drag the Ocean's going to do. We're just going to hit you.
Okay, next email. This one's from Brian, subject metal. Dudes of pure dudeness. You boys have been knocking it out of the park lately. Thank you for some great fucking shows. I totally dug your metal show. I was always confused of where metal originated. Finally, we have something to thank the British for. I can't wait for the next installment.
What's wrong with the British?
Sitting in your mom's house.
What are you
watching
doing
over
with
her.
My mom?
Brian Smith.
Brian Smith? What are you doing with my mom, man?
All right, so we got a lot of feedback. Did you listen to Metal Show?
I did, yeah.
Did you listen to me?
I did not.
Oh, my God.
I will, though.
So that was thrown together pretty
quick. I'll go to church,
Our
I promise. I'll start going.
Metal Show, or that
What number was it?
The last show.
Okay.
247.
You know what? I did. I started listening to it today.
We got a copyright claim for the last show we did.
Yeah, because we started it off with a
But who gives
Iron
a fuck
Maiden
about
song?
Those anymore? Because it doesn't matter.
What did you think of the show, Marlon? You enjoyed it?
Honestly?
Yeah. Are we going too fast?
Nothing good comes after somebody saying honestly.
No.
No,
this might
good.
Sound like an asshole.
I liked it. No, it was good.
We got a lot of good feedback. It was thrown together really quick because we had just found out that Henry the Archer had to cancel because they were all sick.
It was fine.
And it was something we had kind of been brewing, but it was the future ones are going to be way more produced. And we did get a lot of feedback of people saying we should do it as a standalone show. Instead of it mixing in with other shows.
Yeah, I mean, this is a comedy station. You should be doing prank calls.
This is...
Is that you?
No.
I'd love to do some prank
calls.
Can
you do prank calls anymore?
I don't think so. Your cover's...
There's no way, right?
Yeah, your cover's blown immediately.
Yeah.
You can't do it anymore.
You know, I was listening
to that.
You could go to a payphone. I was thinking that like, if you're doing a history of punk show, it would be good to have, like, one of the old guys from the scene in the 70s.
That's the plan.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have you come in.
Who, like, have someone like Beggs come in that's been in the punk scene for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be good. I was thinking more of somebody older.
Yeah.
We've got Lemmy lined up.
Excuse me?
Dragging him out of the grave.
Yeah, we have Cliff Burton to come in and talk about.
Don't you have a neighbor that played with Warlock?
Yes. What, yeah, he still plays. Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what it is.
Stop blowing our load. Stop pulling on our Prince Albert.
Am I giving away all your...
No, we were still brainstorming this thing.
When I was listening to that, I was thinking, you know, it'd be cool if there was somebody who was there and they could kind of add their own...
Yeah.
Take on it as a witness to the...
Well, and one of my things was, if this goes okay, which it sounds like it is.
We're gonna have Janie Lane talk about.
We're gonna change. We're gonna switch it up and do like outlaw country, maybe some rap, and do all different genres and stuff.
Bro country. That's under the metal.
No, it's not.
Bro country. Yeah, we'll do Stained. No, we'll do a whole month of Stained.
Nice.
And Creed.
Oops.
But then, you know, it's like one of those things also that when you, and this is in the discussion we had, it was kind of funny, was stuff you used to think was metal is not metal anymore. Or it doesn't seem to be metal. And that's kind of the thing. Like,
so broad.
I've talked to my mom about this too.
There's so many factors of it.
I've talked to my mom, I've talked to my aunt about stuff that was scary and evil when they were growing up and that you shouldn't be listened to, you know. The Marilyn Mansons of their day, like Alice Cooper and Kiss, and how that was metal to them. They weren't being played on the radio, and now you can turn on any classic rock station and hear.
They're Disney.
Yeah, that's considered Disney. Yeah. And is that the point that the metal that's going on today, are we going to hear...
Cult Leader.
Are we going to hear like the more mainstream stuff?
Oh.
Are you going to hear Slipknot on a radio Disney?
92.5.
Yeah. Yeah, 92.5 sure here in a few years. I mean, you're starting to hear Metallica. You're starting to hear Megadeth. You're starting to hear...
Yeah. Guns N' Roses has been on there for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just one of those crazy things.
That always flips me out when I hear something that I was listening to in high school. Yeah. And it's on the Classic Rock channel now.
I heard Head Like a Hole on Classic Rock today.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I took a picture of it on my phone.
It
was Sirius's classic rock station.
I was going to say, I bet you they don't play that on the broadcast radio local, like not the Eagle. What's the other? What's 92.5?
KZPS.
I bet you they don't play Head Like a Hole. That'd be.
Have y'all seen the billboards for this 103.7?
No. Uh-uh.
The new alternative rock.
I'll check it out right now.
103.7. Some shit. I've started seeing them pop up on 183 driving back and forth to Dallas.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of
that. I haven't turned it over there yet. I'm afraid if I turn it over there, it's going to be Blink 182 and Green Day songs.
I'm sure it is.
Do you have it? Amp? Is that what it's called?
Amp 103.7.
When I was in junior DFW high, metal, you know, all the metal kids that I hung out with, they would listen to Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd, and that used to make me so mad because I'd be like, Pink Floyd and Zeppelin are not metal. Why are my metal buddies listening to this bullshit? It's not metal. Dio is metal.
Here we go.
There you go.
Striper
Alt
is metal.
103.7 is Dallas new
but
music
alternative. But then when I got older, I it kind of clicked, and I was like, oh, okay.
I get it.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
It all flows together.
So it looks like it's replacing the top 40 format of AMP 103.7, which I didn't.
They're the ones that play Christmas music all the time?
It looks like Justin Bieber type stuff. So after the demise of 102.1, The Edge, just switch to Adult Contemporary, Edgy DJ. So yeah, it looks like they're trying to go after that Edge crowd.
We'll have to turn it over to the way home and see, but I'm afraid.
Alternative Tejano.
Yeah, it could be.
The next email.
Yeah, do we have anything else?
Yeah. This one's from Many Cox. Subject, dad jokes.
Many Cox. How's that spelled?
MINNIECOX.
Oh, I thought it was going to be spelled a little different.
Hey, guys. Can you read some more of those dad jokes? That shit was so funny, I laughed my fucking cunt lips off.
Thank you. What's this person's name?
P.S. That is my real name. Please don't make fun of it.
Manny Cox.
I am very sensitive. Manny Cox.
Manny Cox.
Laotian?
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's why I do the homework for this show. I do the homework and dig in for that show, Manny Cox.
You got one queued up for Miss Cox.
Manny Cox. You know what?
I don't have a dad joke, but I have a joke.
Okay, let's hear it.
Please do...
Do you want me to do it?
Do not do it.
So Ulrich comes home from school one day, and he's walking down the hallway, and he hears this this noise coming from his parents' bedroom. And he walks in there, and he sees sees Matt dressed up in a football player uniform, and Brittany laying on the bed in a cheerleader outfit. half disheveled, and they're just going at it.
Whoa. This makes me uncomfortable.
Makes me uncomfortable, too.
Yeah.
And he goes, what are you doing? Matt goes, get out of here. It's none of your business. Go to your room. I'll come see you in 20 minutes. So 20 minutes goes by, and Matt takes off down the hallway, and he hears all this racket going on in Ulrich's bedroom and walks in there, and Ulrich's going to town on his grandmother.
Good gosh.
And Matt loses his shit and goes and starts yelling at Ulrich, and Ulrich goes, it's not so funny when it's your mom.
What's wrong with you, sir?
Just thought I could make it more real world.
You did.
While you're looking for jokes, there is something I do want to talk about, and we've kind of put it off, but we can get it going now. Fortress Festival is coming up. And have y'all looked at this lineup? Y'all?
No.
Is this in your wheelhouse, Marlon? You going to go this year? We got a rundown of who's all going to be there and what day it's going to be, but there's a bunch of locals. Where'd the picture go?
What is this?
A Fortress Fest was, they did it the first time last year, and it was right out front of Will Rogers and the Modern Art Museum.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was that two-day festival in April, and they're doing it again this year, April 28th, 29th. Tickets are on sale now if you go to fortressfestival.com. But as far as there's a ton of locals playing. Pearl Earl, Andy Pickett, Henry the Archer, Ronnie Hart, The Vandaliers, The Texas Gentleman, Midnight Opera, Cure for Paranoia. Who else? That Waxahachie, I think that's local. The lineup's kind of weird this year. I don't know what to feel about it. What do you? Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I think it's going to be cool.
De La Soul and Raza are headlining Saturday.
Yeah.
And Sunday is Father John Misty and Courtney Barnett.
Mm. I hope. Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Those are respectable acts, but not ones that are really.
They can't bring Run the Jewels every year, unfortunately.
Yeah, they can, and I just wonder how this lineup will work in Fort Worth.
You could see that going off better in Denton or Dallas or Austin than it would here.
Yeah, and I wonder if it'll pull people in to come to Fort Worth.
Didn't De La Soul play some type of...
Recently,
something like this in the last couple of years?
Yeah,
I think so.
Wasn't it a shipping and receiving?
Yeah, maybe
was
that's
it?
What it
I
was.
I think they
did
come through shipping and receiving. And so did Arrested Development.
Yeah.
They came through shipping and receiving not too long ago. Yeah. And Dell, the Funky Homo Sapien, did shipping and receiving and Denton. So, and supposedly there's a crowd that came to those shows, so maybe it'll pull to this. That's what I'm hoping for.
I don't know.
It keeps staying big.
Last year, of course, Run the Jewels was on the bill. The rest of the lineup, I was kind of felt the same way until I got there this was spot on. So hopefully, that'll happen this time. It'll be spot on.
So local bands aside, I'm not connected with a lot of these bigger bands to know.
If they're
in the know right now, are people, are they really listening to Father John Misty? I saw him on Saturday Night Live. I didn't get it.
What's it like, folky or?
It's kind of weird. We can play some here in a little bit. Yeah. But I love De La Soul. I don't know. And I don't know this Courtney Barnett that much. I need to do some research.
Yeah.
But it's been an interesting lineup. It came out a few weeks ago, and they've done the who's playing what day.
Yeah.
And it looks like our buddies, Henry the Archer, on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm stoked for him. And we're going to try to get him because we had to reschedule his flu day. Hopefully it'll be leading up to this bad
Before
boy.
That,
so
yeah, we gotta get him in with some porn stars. We gotta.
I bet you he'd be okay with that. I know the man.
You think at the same time?
Yeah. So if you have identical twin boys, you should name them Amal and Juan, because if you've seen one, you've seen them all.
That's funny.
That's a dad joke for you.
You're welcome, Andy Cox.
Small. We have any other emails?
I don't know if y'all have read this one yet, but I'll go anyways.
Where's it at?
It's from Jeff and Aston.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm not seeing any of this yet.
Why aren't there any casinos in Africa? Because of all the cheetahs.
Now you should hang it up right now.
I will.
Minnie is going to love
that. Minnie Cox is really going to like that one.
I'll just read it. From Jeff and Aston, subject Henry the Archer.
I don't even know when this is.
Yes.
I saw that lineup for Fortress Festival was released and noticed a name I haven't heard in a while on it. Henry the Archer. Where has Richard been? Has he and the band gone so big from your podcast?
Yes.
You read that completely wrong.
Because it don't make sense. Makes my brain hurt.
Has he and the band gotten too big for your podcast?
Too big. Okay. Since I haven't heard anything about them, I have a Haltom City education.
I feel
as
like
Marlon
I'm teaching
said.
Reading class.
Just fine.
Go, keep
you
going.
No.
I failed sophomore English at Haltom.
Oh. We'll do it like reading class when you're like, Ulrich, that'll be good. Marlon, you're next.
I can't hear anything.
Did you get anxiety back in the day?
Someone yelled.
Oh, sorry.
Deaf.
Did you get anxiety back in the day when you're in reading class and you had to read and you were still pointing?
What, at every line?
Yeah.
All right.
Nah.
Are you going to finish this?
Since I haven't heard anything about them, I was afraid they may have broken up. I first learned about Henry the Archer on your podcast and wore out the first album and Dustin did the photos for. The story is still one of the funniest I've heard. Right behind Muhammad comes in a bag. Hopefully you boys have them.
Didn't think that was going to revisit us.
Oh my gosh. Muhammad comes in a bag.
Hopefully you boys have them in before too long. In the year of the cock for a few more years. Four. Never mind.
You missed a whole sentence. Also, any new shirts coming out soon? My old ones are getting wore out, and I need swas me new ones.
Huh.
I don't even know what that means.
Hey, Marlon, that casino in Africa joke?
Yes.
You'd be lying if you didn't say that it made you chuckle.
It did make me chuckle.
Anyway, yes, Henry the Archer's coming in. They were supposed to come in last week. They've been sick. This email is old. This is like way back.
It was in the year of the
January.
Cock.
Yeah.
So the Lunar New Year is what, this week? Next
yeah, there's
week?
A whole bunch. Okay, so tonight is Fat Tuesday.
Yes.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And Friday is Lunar New Year?
I think so.
Huh.
So what is next year? Is it the Year of the Dog?
It is the Year of the Dog.
Year of the Dog.
Johnny Walker is putting out a blue label bottle that is all arted up with Year of the Dog art.
And Sonic is having dollar hot dogs on Monday.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Didn't they just have 50 cent hot dogs?
Corn dogs. Yeah, yeah.
For Year of the Dog?
And just for the hell of it.
Dog yeah. Woman. You dog woman. All right.
Is that it on emails for now?
Just that voicemail. If you want to delve into that tonight.
Can we play that now?
We don't have a way to play it right now. We'll have to play it.
Tomasu got back with us, and he's pretty pissed. And he got his voicemail. So.
All right.
Was he pissed at Kim Jong-il? Does he know him?
They might. They might have been in the pen together back in the day.
Surely they know each other.
Is he in the triad?
They're pretty gangster. They might be.
Is he going to kill us?
Tomasu?
Tomasu in the triad?
Isn't Tomasu a famous rapper?
Yeah, he can spit some flow.
He's got a.
I think I saw his video on YouTube.
Yeah, he spits flow.
K-pop.
Yeah, it may be K-pop.
He's got some K-pop to him. A little more K-pop in K-pop to him. Man,
can we end this?
I don't understand your Chinese.
I don't understand your Chinese. All right, so Brandon, thank you for letting us come down here.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Waste your time.
You gotta let Brandon plug his shows. He's got some
yeah,
shows
plug coming. Your shows.
Yes, plug them all.
Man, I wish I could. I don't even know. I don't even know what we have coming up. Just go to the Facebook site.
Bookface.
The Sun Kings. Yeah.
Go to our MySpace.
Page?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Sovereign. Go to the SovereignJewelryCo.com.
Yeah. Aren't you all recording soon?
Come to Sovereign.
Dang it, you're supposed
Dang
to.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come Where down to going? Sovereign. Say hi to Brandon.
I think we're gonna. Do it at our own little space.
Oh, don't y'all got a pretty decent setup?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, Russ does. But.
It's nice to not have to watch the clock.
Russ, you know. He lives by the where we do the show, right?
Yeah, not far at all. Yeah, probably a mile, 2 miles.
Yeah. So is he designing his drum heads?
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
He does have some pretty cool drum
heads.
Does
he have a wall of the ones he's used? Like a wall of fame?
He's got a couple of cool ones on the wall, but yeah. He kind of just trades them out all the time.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. Well, it's been fun. Mm. What about the May Thanks?
The next show we have coming up is Marlon and Trash Bucket's birthday party at Lola's.
Yeah. Did you just consider yourself in the third person?
Yes.
Okay.
It's with Huffer, right?
With Huffer, Huffer's first show. I'm coming back with a new guitar player.
With a new
player.
Guitarist.
Oh, okay.
They've added this second guitar player.
Can we say who it is now?
I think they announced it.
It's that
they?
Dude from the the other.
The Mongo Poncho, or the, not the Mongo Poncho. the System of Down cover band he plays in The Foo with him too. Yes. Scott, yeah.
Oh, I do. Dang, it's our playing next week at Tin Panther. Forgot about that.
Oh, is it? Are you all playing with X Gentleman?
Huh?
Is that the show with X Gentleman?
No.
I know X Gentleman's on the bill coming up on one of those shows.
Hurts to Be Dead, and I don't know.
Oh, Eric Chandler Band.
Eric Chandler Band. That's okay.
What was the Lola's date again, Marlon?
Which is Bowling for Soup.
That's March 31st.
And that's at Lola's, you said?
That is at Lola's.
Who was the third band?
We will have Creepeth.
Creepeth, yeah.
We will have new t-shirts.
We could have been on that
hors d'oeuvres.
Drag the Ocean could have been on that bill.
Male strippers.
Where's that?
We have someone.
Someone's got that baby.
So February 24th is you guys, the Dangits, at Tin Panther.
Yeah.
Who's playing that show with them?
Eric Chandler Band and Hurts to Be Dead.
Hurts to Be Dead.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to show up there because I still haven't seen the inside of the Tin Panther.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place.
Failure.
Yeah.
And that'll be a good one to come to.
Yep. Well, Brandon, thanks for having us out, man. It's been awesome.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming.
Sorry we didn't bring more beer. We're used to people bringing us beer, and we visited his house, and we didn't. Oh, my bad.
I've been here since 8 o'clock this morning, so I didn't have time.
Yeah. Oh, no. I said that wrong. I was saying we should have brought beer like people do when we come when they come to our show. But so yeah. I felt like he thought I accused him of not providing beer. Now it's awkward.
So if you need badass
jewelry,
I just want to
be done now.
Come down here to, hold on, I have to look at it. 207 South Jennings Avenue.
That's it.
To your shop here, Sovereign Jewelry, award winner.
Yeah.
Fort Worth Weekly, best of 2016, best of 2017. Both critics and Reader's Choice.
Yep.
Both years.
2 years in a row.
Yeah, come
shoot
down.
For three.
That is crazy.
Meet Nottis.
Oh, yeah. Nottis will be here.
He's just ready to eat. He's like, God, oh my God, damn,
he's so
it.
Hungry.
Fucking
he's
like, fucks.
We'll feed him Ulrich. He can take him.
I bet he could eat you.
All right, let's get out of here. We'll see you guys next week.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you, guys.